Well, 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 well. A very good morning to you, beloved Eagle FM listeners. It is exactly... Sorry for that. It is 15 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and like we do it here every other Saturday on social time, we come here and have conversations that affect us socially, conversations about our everyday lives, conversations about the things that, you know, each and every one of you potentially has the opportunity of going through. So we don't just talk about things that do not exist. We talk about things that you as a Namibian person can go through on a daily basis. So welcome to Eagle FM on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. And I hope you will continue listening to our broadcasting for the rest of the day. So if you're new to Eagle FM, thank you for joining us today. And I personally hope you will stick around and continue to listen to Eagle FM. I personally hope you will become, you know, a part of our little family here at Eagle FM, and you will be engaging us on a daily basis. So, here at Eagle FM, we offer a variety of products. We have live streaming services. So if you ever need to live stream your event or live broadcast your event, then you can just give us a call to our office lines, and you know, we will get you the necessary information. So to live stream is actually to just you know, broadcast your event as it is happening in real life and in real time, which means if an event is happening in Kiat Mansoop at 10 o'clock and then we live broadcast it, or we live stream it at 10 o'clock, it means everyone else that is everywhere else in the world or in Namibia will be able to receive the same information at exactly the same time as the event is happening, which means your message is able to reach a wider range of people. And, you know, you don't have to get people on buses to travel all the way for an event when it could actually just be solved with a phone call to Eagle FM, and our team will make it to the event and, you know, just catch you a few edges here and there. And sometimes it's also just a location where people are not really able to get to. To take time off of their other commitments to come to the event. So it just saves you, because, you know, we know you guys do those things. Even when you're at work, you squeeze in a few minutes to listen to us. Even when you're away, you squeeze in a few minutes to see what is happening, to keep yourself up to date with news and so forth. Even when you're driving, you either listen to the radio or you put on some music. So it says you're killing, you know, two birds with one stone. You are doing multiple things, but still the message is getting to you. So those are just some of the services we offer here. In case you have your event, we can also provide you with sound system. We can provide you with really good quality sound so that you make sure that your event is what it is supposed to be and people can actually hear everything. We don't want now every second minute people are like, hey, and what is the speaker saying? You know, we just try to avoid those type of mishaps at your events. Alternatively, you can call us for all your marketing needs, for all your advertising needs. You can call our office line on 083-288-400. Some of you may be listening to me from the frequency, and the other half may be listening to me from the Eagle FM app or alternatively the website. So we have an Eagle FM app, and it is available on the Play Store and on the iStore. So if you need to listen to us out of Namibia, if you listen to us, if you need to listen to us in areas where our frequencies may not be reaching, then that is your go to. Advise your family members who are not able to listen. Advise your cousins that are abroad that if they need to keep themselves up to date with what is happening inside the country, with what is happening in their motherland, then, you know, the Eagle FM app is the way to go. Download your Eagle FM app and you will be able to listen in real time. You'll also be able to go back to previous podcasts and use them to sometimes even educate yourself, especially thereby. I always say this, especially thereby economics students, thereby Oshiwambo students. We have such rich content. And for research purposes, it's free of charge. You're literally being served on a silver platter. So why not use the platform to just go back there and see what it is that you're looking for and educate yourself and always keep yourself up to date. Do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, which is Instagram, Facebook, X, LinkedIn. And you will be able to follow up with all our programmings on a daily basis. On some days, you'll be able to know what conversations are coming up for the following day or for the following slot if you follow us on social media. And you'll also be able to keep yourself up to date with everything that is happening in the country. You know what? I always say Namibia is such a small village with so much going on. Can you guys imagine? Every day you just wake up to something. Every day you are waking up to something. And every day is just everydaying. So yeah, follow us. Keep yourself up to date. Don't be the person that just sabawel wings while people are talking about serious matters that are happening in the country. You know, if people tell you, I know the ACC is now better with Namdi arrest and to follow, actually with Namco arrest and to follow, Namdi is also, you know, anticipated to answer for their missing diamonds in their very infamous heist. So don't be that person that's about Wells wings during such conversations. At least be able to give your 2 cents. Also, at least, you know, ne. Be informed, man. You know, your crush also does not just want a zopa. That is just the no information, no anything, nothing, dololo, kaput. So yeah, it's very, very important to keep yourself up to date with information, especially with things that are happening around Namibia, especially with things that could potentially affect your livelihood and the livelihoods of those to come after you. You know, the future generations, your children, your future grandchildren, and everyone that comes after that. So we are trying to make sure that this Namibia is beyond sustainable, is sustainable beyond our generation. And let's quickly pay our bills and we will be back right after this.
Bargain Hunters, USAID has slashed price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portion, just 74.99 Namibian dollars. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just 14.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, 5.99 Namibian dollars each. 5 70 gram packets Polana instant noodles, just 26.99 Namibian dollars. And 410 grams U-brand mixed veggies, only 12.99 Namibian dollars per tin. Save big at USAID.
Hello Namibia! The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because
Because the you in UNAM is you.
Yeah, so the you in UNAM is you. And like I always say, this is a platform where your product can get out to a lot of people. We have a wide range of listenership, so you can always get your product out there. Because what is a business without a visibility? So before we paid our bills, I was just telling you of some of our services, and I had left out one important one. So we have our e-villager paper, which is an online newspaper that is released every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So to receive a copy of our e-villager paper, all you have to do is subscribe. It's free of charge, because many of you ne, hi, jelo umosif and betalni. So if I just mention the word subscribe, then you already want to switch off. Do not switch off just yet. So it's a free subscription. All you have to do is send us your name on our WhatsApp number, which is 081-200-4144, and we will be able to add you to our subscription list. And every morning when you wake up, you will have the e-paper at the tips of your fingers. You don't have to go anywhere to look for it. You don't have to do anything to get it. You just have to send us your name, and we will add you to our subscription list. And every other morning from there onwards, you will be able to receive our e-villager online paper, and you can peruse through it, and you can just, you know, get yourself up to date with everything that is happening in and around the country. So it's social time, which means we are going to have a conversation that is going to, you know, to trigger your thoughts, a conversation that is going to make you wonder if what you have been experiencing is also part of that, of one of the things we are going to discuss today. But before we get to that, social time is never really social time unless we have heard the sound of Billie Eilish with Billie Eilish with her Ocean Eyes. Do stay tuned.
I've been watching you for some time. Stop staring at those ocean eyes, burning cities and napalm skies, 15 flares inside those ocean eyes, your ocean. Thanks.
I've never fallen quite this high. I've fallen into your ocean eyes. Those ocean eyes. You slammed the door, I slammed it back. We spoke in thunder, love lost in the crack. I swore I'd never be like you, but now I wear your shadow too. You wanted more than life could give, and I just wanted space to live. We both were fire, we both were proud. Too many truths we said too loud. And now the house is still in strain. Grief's the only thing that's changed. Now that you're gone, I miss the fire, the way your voice lit up the night. The things you said I used to hate, now I go back a little late. I held my anger like the shield, you held your pain, you never healed. I thought we had more time to try, now all I have is one goodbye.
I used to scream your name like it meant war. Every word was a grenade I threw at the floor. We were gasoline, matchsticks, flint and flame. Felt more like inmates than blow with a name. I blamed you for everything I didn't become, and you blamed dad and life and what you've done. You cooked pain into every plate we ate, but now I miss it, isn't that fake? I hated your voice, now it haunts my head, like lullabies soaked in things you never said. I swore I'd never turn back, never call. Now I trade everything for one more brawl. We were broken, yeah, but we were still us. Now I'm just talking to your ghost on the bus. You weren't perfect, but neither was I. And all we did was run from the why. I held my anger like it was gold. Built my empire, but stayed cold. You held your silence like a blade, and both of us bled, but never gave. Now your chair's still there, and your room's untouched, and I'm choking on words. I fear too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much.
Now that you're gone, I miss the fight, the way your voice lit up the night. The things you said I used to hate, now I go back a little late. I held my anger like the shield, you held your pain, you never healed. I thought we had more time to try, now all I have is one goodbye.
You said you missed me when I'm gone, I laughed, but now I'm crying to your photograph. You were the storm I couldn't tame, but I never saw your pain beneath the flame. You were hurting, but you masked it well. Turned our home into a fragile shell. Yeah, you yelled, and yeah, I cursed, but I never meant for your heart to hurt. I wrote songs and I messed to the crowd, but now I wish I said it softer, not so loud. You were trying, I was blind, and now the silence hits rewind. I should have seen you weren't a villain, just a woman scared and barely willing to hold it all while raising me, while your world cracked quietly. I painted you in black and red, but forgot the love behind what you said. I told the world what we both hid, now I'd erase half of what I did. What I did.
Now that you're gone, I miss the fight, the way your voice lit up the night. The things you said I used to hate, now I go back a little late. I held my anger like a shield, you held your pain, you never healed. I thought we had more time to try, now all I have is one goodbye.
I was your mirror and you were mine. We both saw things we tried to deny. I got your temper, your pride, your fight, but none of your grace or your sleepless nights. You tried to hold me while holding pain, but I only saw the cracks, not the strain. You gave me life, but I gave you distance. Built my name while you faded in the distance. You watched me rise from the back of a screen, but never saw me see what you mean.
I called you out, I called you wrong, but never called to say you were strong. Yeah, you broke things, we both did, but you never ran. Even when I hit, I spit venom in verses that stung your core. Now I trade them all just to hear you snore. It's quiet now, too quiet to bear. You're gone and I still feel you there. In every line that came too rough, in every hug I never gave enough. I thought we'd get our time to mend, but we ran out before the end. Now I wear this guilt like skin on skin, still hoping you forgive the kid I've been.
Now that your voice lit up the way your voice lit up the night, the things you said I used to hate, now I go back a little late. I held my anger like the shield, you held your pain, you never healed. I thought we had more time to try, now all I have is one goodbye.
Okay, so those were the voices of Eminem and Billie Eilish, One Last Goodbye. And so if you're just joining us right now, you are tuned into Social Time with me, Hileni Inane, and I will be your host up until the hour of 11 o'clock. So today we are going to have a conversation about setbacks in life. You know, setbacks in life are those things that happens to you. It could happen to you, to anyone at all, and they do not prepare you for when they are actually when they are actually going to hit your life, or when they are actually going to rock your life. So setbacks are just, you know, things that happen to you when you least expect them to happen to you. And setbacks can set you back a couple of miles. It can make your decisions go back in time. So today we are having a heart-to-heart about, you know, this conversation that all of us somehow end up experiencing at some point in our lives. And it ranges from a lot of things, whether it's you losing a job, whether it's you losing your parents, whether it's you failing an exam, whether it's you getting your heart broken when you were not expecting to get it broken, or you falling into debt. And I think a while ago, we let's just go back a bit. We spoke to Michael, and you know, we looked at how some of the things that happened to him set him back, and how he's rebuilding himself for that. So today we are speaking of setbacks, and these are actually all a part of being a human being. But the real question is always, how do you bounce back from setbacks? How do you rise stronger, wiser, and more focused than ever? So we are not just talking about surviving a setback. We are talking about transforming through it. And I want this conversation to be one that encourages you to reflect, to share, and to feel less alone. Because at the end of the day, everyone actually experiences setbacks in so many aspects of their lives. And setbacks may feel like failure sometimes. Setbacks will feel like failure, and you will be at your lowest. You will be down there, and you'll feel like the whole world is crumbling down up, you know, on you. And it feels like you are failing at something. But in many instances, you are not failing at anything. It's just a part of everyone's life. Everyone would have experienced setbacks in their lives. For as long as you can remember, for when you start to actually be mindful of the things you go through. You know, not from infancy to when you're like still a toddler to when you are a child. Let's say from when you start to remember things, when you start to reason for yourself, when you start to grow up and you start to be able to reason for yourself, you will start to realize that in a way or two, everyone has experienced setbacks, and everyone is going to continue experiencing setbacks. It's just one of those things that you do not necessarily have control over, but it's also just one of those things that will happen to anyone at all. And all you have to do is be ready. So We will be unpacking all types of setbacks today, whether it's emotional setbacks, financial setbacks, career-related setbacks, relational setbacks, and even spiritual setbacks. For those of you that, you know, take your spirituality very serious. So we are going to pay our bills quickly. Grab your cup of tea, turn up the volume, and let's just come back here and, you know, go through this journey together. If you want to motivate someone about setbacks that have set you back and how you bounced from them, you could always give us a call and, you know, just do that. But for now, let's quickly pay our bills and we will be right back.
Bargain Hunters, you save at slash price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit, and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portion, just $74.99 Namibian dollars. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just $14.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, $5.99 Namibian dollars each. 5 70 gram packets Polana instant noodles, just $26.99 Namibian dollars. And 410 grams U-brand mixed veggies, only $12.99 Namibian dollars per tin. Save big at USAVE.
Okay, so welcome back. Like I said before this, our conversation today is going to be about setbacks and how you can understand what setbacks are, and you know, at a later stage, we'll also talk about how you can bounce back from setbacks and rebuild your life. So a setback is a temporary interruption and not a permanent defeat. A setback is something that happens to you temporarily when you least expect it to happen to you. And sometimes it sets you a couple of steps back, but it does not necessarily mean that is your end. So setbacks could range from things such as, you know, you starting to save up for your dream car, you starting to save up for your dream house, and something major happening in your life that requires you to use those funds for those other things. Maybe it could mean that your current place burns down and you have to start over and you have to rebuild from scratch and you have to, you know, now divert, say, the savings for the car to fixing your current problem, because you cannot just ignore this current problem. It also needs to be fixed before you can pick yourself up again, before you can start saving up again, and before you can go back to your goals. So it could be anything at all, and it could happen at anyone and at any time. And the worst part about setbacks is that it happens to you when you least expect it to happen. So setbacks often arrive without warning, but how we respond to setbacks is what actually shapes our lives and our futures. You know, when a setback such as failing grade 12 comes to you, or when a setback such as failing grade 10 comes to you, it will determine how you actually react to this particular setback determines how your future is going to be. Are you going to be the giving up type that just decides, because I failed, my life has lost its meaning, so I'm just going to chill at home, drink here and there, do drugs, one or two, join a gang, you know, end up on the wild side of life? Or are you going to say, I failed here, but I'm gonna try again. I'm gonna give myself grace and I'm gonna try again and I'm gonna go again and I'm going to rewrite that same exam and I'm hoping to do better. So how you actually react to setbacks in life is what determines where you end up in life. Do you fall down and decide to stay down, or do you fall down and decide to crawl until you can get back up on your feet again? So those are just some of the things you need to ask yourself. When your life was set back, or when you experienced something that really challenged you, that really challenged your progress, what was your decision? What did you decide to do? Did you decide to give up on yourself? Did you decide to fight for yourself? Or what was your decision? And based off of the decision that you made in that moment, those are the results that will currently reflect in your life. You know, setbacks could be things such as, you know, you flying throughout primary school, flying throughout high school, through varsity, acing everything that you ever set your brain on. And then out of the blue, here comes graduation and life after graduation. And suddenly things are just not moving for you. Suddenly you are not getting a job in the trade that you studied for. You are not able to get a job. Your life is becoming stagnant and things are not going as well as you thought they would. Because I kid you not, all of us had a plan. We had this great grand plan to say and to calculate our lives so properly, because we all knew by 18 I'd be done with high school. By 23, 24 I should have been done with varsity, and by 25 everyone wanted to be married with kids and alles and tessen. But sadly we grew up and we realized that just perhaps we were dreaming too big, eh? Perhaps we were dreaming too big, and life sets you back in ways that you could not have imagined. There are those that acquired that dream. There are those that were able to complete schooling. They were able to finish their university by 22. They were able to get married by 23. And by 25, they were buying their first homes with their spouses and welcoming their first children. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying growing up, it was a dream for everyone, or for 90% of you. It was a dream that you decided, this is how I am going to achieve my life. This is what is going to happen. This is where I'm going to be by this age. But then you realize that by 25, you are still in varsity. Because life did not go according to how you wanted it to go. You realize that by 28, by 29, by 30, you are still not in a relationship, or at least not a serious one that could lead to you welcoming babies anytime soon, that could lead to you building a future with someone anytime soon. And this could all be a result of setbacks that happened in your life. It could be that you needed to spend more time in high school. It could be that you needed to spend more years in university, because life does not life the way we always expect it to life. And unfortunately, that is part of the package. That is part of humanity. And this is not just something that is happening to you guys here in Namibia. This is something that is happening to every human being out there that is to ever exist, rich or poor. You know, whatever color you are, whatever you identify as, setbacks are just one of those things that will find you any time of the day. So the common types of setbacks that we have as Namibians are those such as failing grade 12, losing a tender or your income, especially for the tenderpreneurs, and your some of those in the business people, they have been losing it in recent days, eh? And as a nation, you have all been there to witness, but I am not going to speak more on it, because unless proven guilty by, you know, a court of law, you are not guilty. So let's leave those ones for later. But I'm just saying, setbacks could be things such as that, things such as you losing your tenders, things such as you losing your job, things such as strained family relationships. Strained family relationships could also set you back in so many ways, dealing with unemployment or the loss of a loved ones. And people would often ask, how does dealing with the loss of a loved one set you back? How does strained family relationships set you back? You know that that statement or that quote of you know, family first? Yeah, that one. In many cases, you expect your loved ones to be there to celebrate you. You expect your loved ones to be there to cheer you on. They are supposed to be your number ones. They're supposed to have your back from the get-go, like without you even having to ask. It's just automatically supposed to be there. as a mother, as a father, you're supposed to be in your child's life from the get-go, from the, you know, date of inception, from the time, you know, you decided to make that child to the time they are born, to the time they, you know, go on with life. So certain circumstances sets you back in life. Let's say the absence of a certain parent in your life, it sets you back because you spend so much time questioning. And I've seen it with people who do not have their mothers in their lives. Their ambition, sometimes it's just not there because they're like, ah, I know, who am I going to make proud, or what, why should I do this? Because you question yourself of, am I even worthy of being loved? Am I even worthy of being, you know, in a relationship? You question if you are worthy of succeeding, if you are worthy of, what is the word? Or if you are worthy of becoming anyone at all, because some people reason with, if my mother could leave me, if my father could leave my life, what makes me think, or what makes you think other people will possibly want to stay in your life? What makes you think other people would potentially see potential in you if your own family is not seeing that potential in you? If your own loved ones, you know, just discarded you like you did not matter at all. So instead of going after your goals, you spend so much time trying to find gratification from your family. You spend so much time trying to fit into your family, or, you know, or trying to find yourself in other people's lives that at least make you feel like family. And sometimes it could be that you always find yourself in the wrong circles because you are trying so hard to look for something that you shouldn't have been looking for to begin with. So that takes away time from your actual life goals, from you actually saying, let me go to school. Let me pursue being a pilot. Let me, you know, pursue becoming a doctor. Let me pursue succeeding. Let me pursue becoming economically confident on my own. Let me pursue becoming sustainable for myself and not needing that financial support from other people. So sometimes you spend so much time trying to just get that acceptance from your loved ones, and if the acceptance is not coming, so is the work, guys. And as much as you want to say yes, mental health is a real, you know, and emotional well-being is also like really, really important, because if your emotions are not in a place where you are able to think clear, if your emotions are not in a place where you are able to go after your goals, and then you are going to result to absolutely nothing, because you don't have that drive, you don't have that motivation, and you are giving your attention to things that you may necessarily not have had to give your attention to if your family was in your life, to things that you may not necessarily have been focusing on should they have been in your life. And the loss of parents is just something, or loss of loved ones. It could be your siblings, your parents, your grandparents. You know, people were raised different, right? Some of you really look up to your grandparents, and other people really look up to their parents. Some, your siblings are your heroes and your heroines, and so the list goes on. So for instance, if you are like studying really, really hard, and you have made it a commitment to say, I am going to study so hard, achieve A, B, C, and D, so that I can give back to my cuckoo, because my cuckoo has taken care of me. My father has done everything in his life to make sure I lived a good life. And now all you ever wanted to do was just study hard and give back to them. And then they abruptly, just suddenly, they pass away. It takes away your motivation to continue fighting. It takes away your motivation to continue going after your dreams, because some people are doing it for others, right? Like I just said, sometimes you're doing it for your grandmother, you're doing it for your father, you're doing it for your siblings, because they've always had your back, or they've had to go through things that they didn't have to go through. They had to take up the role of being parents to you, and you just didn't, they didn't have to go that, but because of circumstances, they might have had to go through such things, and now you want to give back to them and show them gratitude and show them that it was all not in vain, and suddenly they are not there anymore. So you lose it all your life. You lose that motivation to continue doing it because now you are taking time off to grieve. And time off to grieve could mean that you are going to fail a module. Time off to grieve could mean that you would have to repeat a whole year of your studies because you were not able to do well during your grieving period. It could mean that because of your prolonged grieving period, you start to underperform at work. You know, you start to not give it your best, your all, and suddenly you are not performing like you're expected to perform. So it's either they let you go, you start having a lot of problems at work, because people in companies also want people that can maintain the image of the company. You need to be able to do your work at all times. And that is why in many cases I always make the statement of, guys, take care of yourselves, take care of your mental well-being, take care of your emotional well-being, because at the end of the day, companies are mostly, you know, profitable organizations. They are here to collect their coins, pay you your share, and life goes on. So always take care of yourself, because without a doubt, even if you have lost both your parents, both your what, and your grieving is prolonged, like there is the normal, you know, grieving period that they give you, and you're supposed to go home, grieve, bury your family, do what you need to do, get back on your feet. And if you prolong that period and it goes beyond 3 months, it's going beyond 6 months, it's going beyond a year, and you're still not able to get back to your feet, that is a setback to you and to the company as well, because the company cannot be with someone for so long that is not able to bring their A game. So in the end of the day, you might actually have to end up parting ways with your employer. You may end up parting ways with your job because now you are not able to perform and you are not of any importance to the company anymore, because may bro, if I can't come to work and do what I'm doing, the company needs that particular angle of to keep running. It needs that performance to be done on a daily basis. Otherwise, listeners are now also going to say, I know, why are we not getting A, B, C, and D anymore? Net on that Hileni set and circle. Sinye. So at the end of the day, if Hileni is circling, Hileni must be relieved of her duties so that someone that is focused enough to continue doing her duties, or focused enough to continue carrying out the company's visions, can take over that particular position. So those are just some of the setbacks that can happen in a person's life. Those are some of the setbacks that happens to people on a daily basis. And sometimes you're like, people are not doing enough. Hell yeah, people are doing enough. Sometimes it's unfortunate setbacks that happen that sets them back, that hinders their progress, that, you know, you might even have to restart from scratch, because sometimes you come to a certain point and you lose it all, and now you have to go back to scratch. Let's say, for instance, people that buy cars and within a month the car is written off, damaged. For instance, you didn't even have insurance. Do you know what that means? It means that you are starting from scratch. You have lost everything. You have lost your car and there is just no coming back from that. You have lost your car. You are not insured. You might be stuck in a hospital for a while, and all those type of things. So let me quickly share a quote with you before we pay our bills. Your setback is the setup for your comeback. And this quote is by T.D. Jakes. Let's quickly listen to Paying Our Bills, and I will be back with more right after this.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager.
Okay. Okay, so NHB, they care about you. So if you have not insured your life, if you do not have a medical aid and you have the financial capacity to get one, please get one. One day you'll understand. But for now, just get one. The couple of dollars that you will be spending on a medical aid is the same couple of dollars that you spend in Ndingosho every other day. So just get one if you are able to. So, to continue our conversation on setbacks, I would like for you to call us and tell us what are one of the setbacks you've had to overcome in your life, and if that particular setback has taught you anything valuable at all. But if you do not want to share your setbacks with us, because I know and I can guarantee you, every one of you listening to me right now, you've had to go through something that set you back, and you've had to bounce from that particular setback. So I just want to know, what was the particular valuable lesson that you have had to learn from it? You know, just to give motivation to the next person. I will not start, but if you guys start, I will tell you mine. Otherwise, for now, I will just continue doing what I do. Ek prat mos net. So we'll just have to go on with this conversation. So now I would like for us to, you know, look at the part of emotional and mental setbacks. We have looked at the setbacks of life, which can include you losing your job, which can include you losing a family member, setbacks from you failing a grade and so forth. And those particular setbacks can only be solved by you making the decision to embrace them and to find solutions to them and to eventually move over them. Because the one thing I always tell people is that you do not run away from your problems. When you start running away from your problems, they grow longer legs. I don't know how, ne? I don't know how. But when you try to just ignore your problems and run away from them, somehow, somewhere they just grow longer legs and they are able to catch up to you so fast. They don't even give you a chance to go anywhere. Today you ignore the kwara kwara in your car. Tomorrow you ignore it again. The following day the car is not starting at all. And now the whole thing is dead, broken, because you have decided to ignore that first sign of, you know, it becoming a problem. So setbacks will always be there. Setbacks just need to be embraced, and eventually you get through them. So some of the mental health challenges that people get to experience, or that can actually set you back a couple of times, is things such as anxiety, depression, burnout, and sometimes loneliness. So mental health challenges are one of the things that a lot of people, especially the dark-skinned community, is not ready to to embrace this conversation that a lot of my people, a lot of your people are not able to just come out about and say, I'm struggling with A, B, C, and this. I feel anxious when it's time to do this. And those are things that people do not embrace. And those are things that actually play a bigger role in our lives, in your lives. And just the other month, it was Mental Health Awareness Month, because, you know, you get to see that some of the things that are being committed by people now, you are like, you don't expect it of them. And as a result, you see it through the suicide statistics. You see it through the GBV statistics. You see it through the absenteeism of, you know, fathers to their children statistics. So you see it through a lot of things. You see it through absent mothers statistics. And sometimes you just wonder, is it just unwillingness or what kind of napo? And you need to tell yourself, and you need to know that it's not normal for, unless you're mentally challenged or something is just going on in your life at an emotional and mental level, there is no way you just walk out of your children's life and just do not look back. There is no way you just wake up one day and you are dead set on going to commit suicide. There is no way you just wake up with a perfect functioning mental well-being or emotional well-being and you just decide you're going to throw your car off a cliff. There is just no way certain things would be happening if your mental well-being was as it's supposed to be. And this is why we explore the invisible side of struggles, because it's a struggle that is there, but it's also a struggle that you cannot see. It's a struggle that you cannot properly explain to people, especially if people do not and or are not aware of their own emotional well-being, if people are not aware of their own mental potentials, people will not be able to understand what it's mean when we talk about emotional and mental setbacks. So these are things now, like I've explained, anxiety, depression, burnout, loneliness. Have you ever been in a position, Nem, where you really, really need to do something, but you are so, so anxious to do it, or you just feel like something bad is going to happen and your emotions are all over the place? Sometimes it's your inner child giving you warning, but sometimes you are just anxious for no absolute reason and you end up being so unproductive. You end up being so unproductive because, you cannot move. You cannot get into a car and drive. You cannot go to work because you are anxious. You do not, you skip examinations because you are anxious. I remember a time, Nem, when I was so anxious, I thought I was going to fail. And I was so afraid of the exams, Nem. Colloquies. I don't know why we like school so much, because yo, Okuchanga, it's you that is paying for the school. It's you that is struggling to study. And it's you that is failing. Make it make sense. So I was so, so anxious at a point in life. I was so, so anxious about my academic progression. And I was so ready to not just go and write any of my examinations. I was just there like, you know what? What difference does it make whether I go right or not? Because of the indefinite dags, like my skin work, my nerd drape, and then I'd have to redo it again. So why not just, skip the first, embarrassment of coming back with a fail, or skip the first level of embarrassing myself, because it's better, you know, somehow I was convincing myself that it's better if I skipped the exam and failed because I didn't write, instead of writing the exam and failing because, you know, you just failed most. So you are now at that point where you constantly ask yourself, what must I do? You're so anxious about it. And then when I spoke myself out of it, it was now time to study. And I swear I was afraid of studying. I was anxious. And the anxiety was just kicking in. And there were days when I did not know how, what to do with myself. But eventually, somehow, somewhere, I found it within myself, and I found myself writing the examinations. And looking back, you know, I'm glad I didn't skip it, but I was not, I think I was not in an emotional space where I was ready to face that part of life. I was not mentally ready to say, let me face my examinations. Let me watch. You know, it's those things that something else happens in a different aspect of your life. And now you are sitting with a ripple effect that is affecting the next thing in line. And you are just anxious about everything. But I am glad. Hey, I am glad the other spirit in me decided to just go for it and just not, in as much as, you know, I shivered throughout that examination. Looking back, you're like, oh wow, imagine if I decided not to go and then for nothing, you are repeating a whole thing that you didn't even have to repeat because you were so anxious and your mental well-being was setting you back so much so that you could have failed yourself, you could have played yourself. And these are some of the things that happens to people on a daily basis. You could be going through emotions that are not good for you at the time. You might be at a point where you are questioning yourself, you're questioning your worth, you're questioning your abilities. But at the same time, you need to just live through them. You need to just get through them. Sometimes you struggle with a lot of things. You're struggling with your purpose in life. You feel like things are not working out the way you have wanted it to work out. And this could be as a result of also the let us see, word man. It could be a result of what you set for yourself to achieve in a, you know, the word is goals. It could be a result of the goals you set for yourself. It could be that when you had planned your life, which most of you had done, by the way, to be done with school by 22, to be having your own family by 25, now you are struggling with the pressure of finding your purpose in life because you are 45 and next is amper 50. No kids, no family, no wife, no anything, just baddie after baddie. And sometimes you also struggle with your purpose in life. You start to ask yourself, what is my purpose in life? Where did you go wrong that at that particular age you still have nothing to your name? You are unable to get a house. You are unable to get a car. Like, you struggled most of your life. And that is why sometimes you find people, and people ask, why would an old person like this commit suicide? And sometimes that person had never really been able to sit down with themselves and ask themselves these difficult questions until such a stage where they are older and they are looking around their peers, and you're like, all the 40-year-olds I know have houses, have kids, have cars, have what? And somehow you feel like they are more accomplished than you are. So you beat yourself up so much so that you beat yourself up so much so that you feel unaccomplished. You feel that you have not fulfilled your purpose in life. And that is now when you just, you know, try to give in to your emotional challenges. That is when you just try to give in to the voices in your head. That is when you just try to give in to the thoughts that just come and tell you you are useless, you are what. And sometimes All it was a setback, and all you had was, and all you needed to do in that moment was to embrace it and change your mindset and after changing your mindset was go through it and experience it and also just find ways to bounce out of it. It is exactly 15 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock and let's quickly pay our bills, and after that I will leave you with a musical item, which is Tupac featuring Nipsey Hussle, Cry, I Cry Alone.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Said you cared, then watch me pray. Oh, now I cry alone, wide awake. I gave you all, you walked away. Oh, still feel your love, but not okay.
Prophecy, I hope it's heard. Hard words are spoken, many promises broken as if it's useless to hope. It got me constantly smoking. My role model was a cold bottle of OE, surrounded by my closest homies, but nobody knows me. I pray to God it ain't easy. Half the cops of California got a hard on to squeeze me. Running through the back streets, popping over fences, trying to shake the fucking canines, running around senseless. I'll probably be a mystery to me, but a legend is something. I've been a man for many women, but a husband for none. In case you see me out in traffic, looking nervous and high, my hands holding my feet, will they serve us or die? May God forgive me for my crooked ways. I didn't mean it, knew I'd fall in love with money the first day that I seen it. Maybe now they can understand, it's my occupation. It's clear that my only fear of death is reincarnation. My only fear of death is reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken word? This composition is my prophecy, I hope it's heard. My only fear of death.
You said you cared, then watch me pray. Oh, now I cry alone, wide awake. I gave you all, you walked away. Okay.
Nah, I never fold under mental pressure. I get better, ain't no code to y'all misconception. I'm just special, it's an ode to my intersection. May God bless and save my soul from its imperfection. I can't measure with a number all these niggas resting. But it's a lot and you that young and witness life and death. You shell shot but ain't no tears involved. Except it all is how the world evolved. Now every 12 months you live another year you bought. Hindsight is 2020, that was really God. Cause looking back it ain't no reason why we ain't get caught. Mission after mission we was tripping. Me and baby both the fats and Lil Killer Dave Kitchen. Police in the front, police in the car. When they hit the fan you get to find out who you are. Nervous as a bitch with sweat dripping on my palms. And think through it though, you got to stay calm. Yeah, playing pop in my cassette loud, nigga. And through the darkest days, I was like, oh well, nigga. West side neighborhood against the whole world, nigga. I don't stress out, nigga. Put my chest out, nigga. Yeah.
You said you cared, then watch me pray. Oh, now I cry alone, wide awake. I gave you all.
okay?
Revenge is sweet on the street, understand me. Gotta retaliate, get it straight. Locate the niggas' family, and I'm rolling in my Jeep top speed. Look up in the sky, wonder why. Do everybody gotta die? They kill my homie and I'm restless. Gotta get him back. A nigga with a black and a death wish. Tears in my eye, don't cry. Look up in the sky, wonder why. Do everybody gotta die? Another soldier in the casket. War on the streets to bring peace to a thug's house. May God bless us all, walking with my head down. Feeling lonely, cause all my homies dead now. There ain't no peace, so I dream about where I'm at. Once I'm relaxed and close my eyes, seeing Thug Mansion. When I die, I wanna be where all the G's at. Once I'm relaxed and close my eyes, seeing Thug Mansion. My only fear of death is reincarnation. I use my last breath to reach the whole nation. How can they call me murderer for my spoken words?
You said you cared, then watch me break. Oh, now I cry alone, wide awake. I gave you all, you walked away. Oh, I still feel your love, but not okay. And hillsides feel so far away. Now I wrote in my notebook that I've seen better days than the ones I have late. I can't bear the weight. The rain won't stop pouring out my window pane. Now I haven't left my bedroom in 76 days. I wish something would change, cause I'm losing.
Hurting days of pain. And I'll bring it up in a grateful prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me there. You know just what I need. And you planted seeds, 'cause you're a good God with a river.
Welcome back, and those were the sounds of Samantha Ebert with Flowers. So moving on with our conversation on the aspect of setbacks, now we are going to look at examples or financial setbacks. So we spoke about the emotional and mental setbacks. We spoke about the other setbacks of life. And now we look at the financial setbacks. And many people in Namibia are actually struggling with the financial setbacks in their lives. And this is where the bigger, the bigger group of people in Namibia are being set back financially. And you would see it in, school going people, especially those in universities. So many people, constantly go on to vent about how institutions are withholding their results because of, financial circumstances, because you are not able to pay school, you are not able to cover your tuition fee, so your results are withheld by the institution. And within that period of time that your results are withheld, you need to realize that you are not getting a job anyway, because you do not have the necessary requirements to apply for the job. If your results are being withheld from by the institution, with what are you going to apply for employment, bruh? Like, literally, you have nothing. Yes, you know you might have passed, and that's about it. You passed, but the results are just chilling somewhere, and they are not of any particular use to you. Many a times, people are so ashamed of saying they have financial problems or acknowledging the fact that their setbacks in life are a result of financial problems or around money struggles. And it's a pity, because look, I'm not here to judge you. I don't believe a lot of people are out here to get you, especially when you are working so hard, especially when you're trying so hard to actually just get somewhere, and your setback is because of a financial situation. So some of the talking points we'll be looking at for this particular angle is losing a job or having an inconsistent income. And by inconsistent income, I mean business owners. These are mostly the people that have an inconsistent income. People who just run their small businesses. I'm not talking about these big, enterprises. I'm talking about SMEs, micro SMEs, people that are starting off from the ground, people that are running their businesses from home, people that have an inconsistent amount of money coming in. You know, let's say, for example, if you are a lash tech, if you are a masseuse, if you fix cars, your income is so inconsistent because you do not know the amount of clients you are going to get that particular month. Some months there's a surplus of clients, which means you are going to really make good money, and some months nothing comes in, which means you are not going to be able to meet your needs. You're not going to be able to cater for your children if you have children. So losing a job or, you know, having an inconsistent income can be some of the financial setbacks people experience in life. For instance, if you have a house that you're paying with a bank and you lose your job, the chances are one way or another, this house, this car will be repossessed. All the progress you have made on this house is gone. And not just gone, coming back, it may never come back to you. You may actually have to restart over, and after a couple of years or months of being unemployed, you may get another job and get a grace period to regain your properties, or you may have to just start over and get everything new from scratch because now you have lost out on the progression you made because of this particular financial setback. Let's quickly pay our bills because it is 10:30 and yeah.
Get to You Save today, where every penny counts. 2.5 kilos champion super maize meal, just $34.99. 2 kilograms sugar cane with white sugar, just $39.99. 750 grams of U-brand mayonnaise, a bargain at $32.99.
Okay, let's carry on with our conversation. So I spoke about the trouble of financial setbacks, which comes in the sense of you losing your employment or you having an inconsistent amount of income. At the end of the day, it always sets you back to somewhere where you shouldn't have been because, you know, let's say you are a business owner, right? And for the last 2-3 years, business has been going so well that you have decided to start other projects and to invest in other things. And then at a later stage, you realize that the income is not coming like it used to come anymore. So you are now unable to either finish those projects. You are unable to complete what you have started. And that is why sometimes you guys pass by people's houses and you ask unnecessary questions such as, oh, when is this one going to finish building? As if you are the one that started the building. Do you, maybe the building was meant to be half, eh? But no, you guys are so insensitive and inconsiderate with each other. You just think someone would willingly start to build and invest so much in it, and midway through they suddenly decide, I don't want to finish this building anymore. That is not how it goes, guys. And a lot of you are actually very insensitive when it comes to things such as that. A lot of you are actually very insensitive when people are just going through financial setbacks because you are so quick to judge them. You are so quick to come at them with your negative words. You are so quick to, you know, make assumptions of their circumstances. And some of this particular commentary that you guys make are what even leads to their emotional and mental being setbacks, because this person is already struggling financially and now you are adding a big load of emotional stress to this person because you don't even understand what it is that they could be going through. So inconsistent income or losing your job or losing your financial stream could lead to you having to experience such things. You know, certain things start to decline in your life. You go from driving a Merc to driving a Mazda Demio and eventually to not driving at all. And that's because your financials are declining, your income is inclining, or you have entirely lost your job and you're not able to maintain those things. You're not able to maintain the lifestyle that you wear. Sometimes you see people moving from I was bleak. You see people moving from Kleinekope back to Katutura, and you have so much to say about them moving back to either their parents' lives or them moving back to find cheaper living spaces. And all this could be a result of financial setbacks, of where you find yourself in a position where you cannot afford to continue paying for things that you used to pay for, or things such as you know you were going to school and you were living way, you know, close to school, and now you lose your job because you are going to school, you are working, and you are self-funding, and now you lose your job. How do you think you are going to continue going to school if you are unable to meet your needs? So that in itself is a setback, unless you meet someone that is good enough to say, I am, let me cater for your school needs. And then that is just a conversation that you are not ready to have. Unless you meet someone that comes through to your aid and say, look, for the remaining 2 years of school, I'll cater for your school. And then, you know, we can work out something after you have graduated. If that does not happen to you, then unfortunately, you may find yourself having to go back home and putting your studies on hold because you are not financially able to continue catering to your needs. You are not financially able to continue, you know, keeping up with the lifestyle that you are able to keep up for, either because you are financially stable or because you had a job that continuously gave you money on a daily basis. And therefore, it just sets you back, your progression in life. You might have savings until you don't anymore. And I am not even going to lie to you guys. Savings are a thing, but savings run out. And I am speaking from experience. There was a time when, you know, you save up from your job, you save up. And when you finally do not have that job anymore, sometimes your hopes are that within the next 3 months, my savings can sustain me and I'll be back on my feet. But when time exceeds those 3 months and you're still not back on your feet and your savings are running dry, it means somehow, somewhere you would need to start thinking of ways to get out of those setbacks, or you have to start thinking of ways to mediate the problems that you're going through at that particular time. It could be that you decide to give up on renting so that you can go back home. It could be that you put your schooling on hold because you are not able to pay the school. And guys, if you don't put it on hold and just decide to go back to your house, institutions will just keep piling up their money. Every year will be a fail for you, and when you want to continue, they'll tell you, ah, but madam, you have failed for 5 years and you owe us this much. So just in case you are out there listening and you find yourself in a situation where you are not able to continue catering, especially for your institution fees and so forth, the best thing to do is always put everything on hold. And then when, you know, when you bounce back from your setback, you can just go and unhold it and continue from where you left off, instead of just leaving things as they are and they just go. The debt just accumulates. People just assume you are not coming to school because you are being a rock star somewhere or something. People will not guess that you're going through something like that. So another thing could be, you know, you losing your money on a continuous basis because you don't keep track of your spending habits. You don't keep track of what you spend your money on, what you do with your money. And you find yourself having financial setbacks whereby you are not able to take care of yourself, whereby you are not able to carry out the things you used to carry out, because no hej baslate masa sahuya idea om the ruaka sahuya idea om drugs the don as a huya idea om, you know, for betis mawet hot any club the coop. So now you are spending, you are squandering 20k in the club. Meanwhile, your rent is not paid. Meanwhile, your children's school fee is not paid. At the end of the day, now you have to take your child from that prestigious school that you sent them to so that you can take them to, you know, government schools where the rest of us went. Because you are not able to keep up anymore. And in a way, you are also setting your children back because these kids were raised in a certain environment. They started their schooling in a certain environment. And then you just, out of the blue, abruptly, you change their environment and you put them in a different environment. And they need to take time to adjust and fit in and get used to the way things are done this side. Especially if it's you taking your kids from a prestigious private school to a public school. Hi. That transition takes a very long time to happen. And that transition takes a toll on your children because they are not used to those things. But if it's the transition is the severe, then at least you are lucky. It becomes easier, you know, to just... No one wants to level down, guys. That is what I'm trying to say. If you are leveling up, then you are in great spirits. If you are leveling down, no one wants to live their lives on a decline. So it's very, very important to make sure you make financial decisions, especially for those that are able to make financial decisions that, make financial decisions that can stop you from going through financial setbacks. Because some of you, name, you go through financial setbacks because of the decisions you make. You don't go through financial setbacks because life really just decided to be hard to you. You go through financial setbacks because you put yourself out there. You are constantly squandering money. You are constantly doing things that you are not supposed to be doing. You are constantly putting yourself in the spotlight. And later we are investigating you because we are like, oh, Mara. Mara, vakre hileni hielt as hileni yeldach sit and slap, land slap. And because you're just putting yourself out there, people now also start to ask questions and then we come and we investigate your life. And, there is that later on you are facing financial setbacks and you are not able to continue doing the things you used to do, and you are not able to continue living the same lifestyle that you used to live. So and people are so mean, people are so cruel, they will not feel pity for you, guys. People will not feel pity for you when you fall from, you know, from your high and you hit your low. People will not feel pity for you. If you think I'm joking, ne, just go on one of those news media, social media pages, social media pages for news outlets, and go read the comments that are left there by your fellow people about the downfall of the NAMCO associates in the ongoing ACC arrests. You will realize that when you are high, you are high, but when you hit your low, people wouldn't care. And people will make fun of you, and people will say all sorts of things to you, and it could be that on top of now that financial setback, now you start to suffer emotional setbacks, mental setbacks, and next thing we know, you are on a newspaper page because you have committed suicide, and we are seeing you on printed on t-shirts. But I am not saying that in a very insensitive way. I'm just saying it to caution you that that is just how life goes. One day you are on a high horse, the next day you are not. And on both days, you need to be able to show yourself grace. On both days, you need to be able to figure something out. So some other financial setbacks could be caused or could be as a result of people living paycheck to paycheck. No savings, no anything. It's just Konyara noko kana. Like you receive, you put in the mouth, is finished. So you could experience opportunities in life that just required you to have money, bruh. Sometimes all you need to have is money so that doors can open for you. Maybe your village headman had decided, let's give land to people, the potatoes. Let's give land to people who are able to plant even just pumpkins, potatoes, whatever it is that you can make do with the land. But because you do not even have the capacity to buy seedlings, you miss out on an opportunity because there is just nothing there for you. So some of the comeback tips, especially for financial setbacks, is to cut out the shame. Everyone honestly goes through it. Everyone honestly goes through it. Like, you'd have savings, and then you don't have any more. And I think this particular month I was God's greatest soldier. I was probably, I probably signed myself up to be the first one on the list, even Shashim. Every day I was waking up to something that required me to cash out money. Every day, elke godse dag. And on some days you just cry, and on other days you just go like, you know what? Life goes on, such is such. So sometimes you have to cut out the shame of not having, after all those setbacks, you just reach a point whereby you do not have. And at the end of the day, everyone goes through it. Everyone genuinely experiences things that sets them back financially, things that sets their careers back, things that sets their education back. So there is no shame in acknowledging that you need help, especially if you do. It could be that you just need a financial advisor to help you plan better for your finances. It could be that you just need to talk to an elder at home that will reprimand you and tell you, it's not really necessary to continue living your life like this. So to come back from financial setbacks, you should also now start where you are. You know, where life leaves you, that is where you must now come start. Don't try to go back and fix things in the past. Start exactly where you are. Track the way you are spending. Make a small budget. Know what you're spending your money into. Ask yourself if what you want to spend your money on is really, really necessary at the moment. Because when you're trying to make ends meet, there is what you need and there is what you want. So you need to be able to differentiate between the two. You need to be able to ask yourself, do I really need that wig? Or do I need that short course that will add to my credentials and give me, you know, just an edge of being favored compared to other people who have the same qualification as me? That is where you have to start. You need to start investing in yourself again. Let's quickly take a musical break and we will be right back after this. I will leave you with the sounds of Lauren Daige, You Say.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind
remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
You'll never face a valley alone. then you've gone and lost your way. You're gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I know that you're gonna be okay. Not a care in this whole world can take that truth away. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright. Darling, you're gonna be alright. At the end of all our prayer, when we're beckoned on to the light, love will meet you there. You're gonna be alright. Oh, the end of all our prayer is the beginning of new life. Yeah. Be alright.
And yes, you are going to be alright. So to close off this segment of Social Time today, we are just going to talk about, you know, building your comeback plan. From, you know, when life has set you back countless times. So you need to always remember that a setback is not the end. It's just your reset button. It gives you the opportunity to start over again. And, the starting over may be what you actually needed. So the first point of, starting back is accepting the setback. You know, you acknowledging that it had to happen without you being in denial of it. You know, don't be so crazy that after you fall off your high horse, you decide, I did not fall. You need to acknowledge the fact that you fall if you're that you fell, if you're going to be able to, you know, rework yourself and move past it. You also need to give yourself permission to say that did not work out, or, you know, to just give yourself the grace I always speak about, you know. And I think I'm such a grace girl that I always tell you guys, give yourself grace. In most of my conversations, I'm always like, give yourself grace. So you need to give yourself grace and, you know, to just tell yourself, this did not work out. Sometimes it's you that messed up. Like I said, especially when it comes to financial setbacks, eh? Most financial setbacks are caused by you not being able to control yourself when the money is there. The signs will be there. You will make decisions. You will squander the money instead of continue to building your legacy, and you will mess up and everything will fall. We have seen businesses in our societies where, excuse me, where the business was doing so well, but after a while, the money starts coming good, and instead of, you know, expanding your empire, you are focusing on all these things that are not going to push you anywhere. You are focusing on liabilities. You are using the money for fast cars, and a fast car can just fall off a cliff one day and up, gone kaput. All your profits are gone. There's nothing to show for it anymore. You are spending your money on things that are not needs. You are spending your money on, you know, just living a fast life. And when I say a fast life, I don't mean treating yourself after succeeding at something. I always say, like, at the end of your every milestone, do something nice for yourself. That is not the nice I'm talking about. I'm talking about that nice way, January to December, you are just mokaremo, you are just surrounded. You are just paying for, you know, henny things. You are just paying for alcohol. You are just squandering the money on things that are not even gonna come back and help out if worse came to waste. So you need to always be able to go back and say, I messed up. I squandered the money that was for this in this particular way. And that does not mean you are a failure. It just means that you are learning from your mistake. If, guys, do you know that there are people that ate up their school fees money and they had to bounce back from that? There are people that got tenders and ate up the tender money, but somehow you go, you reopen a new company and you bounce back from all that because you have learned from your past mistakes. And if you do not learn from your past mistakes, then in this society, you are the problem and there is nothing, absolutely nothing we can do to help you. So it is what it is. It's also very important that you realize a setback does not mean giving up. It doesn't mean because you failed grade 12, you have to stop there and just be a grade 12 failure. You can go back, do NAMCOL. You can go back, improve your grades. You can go back, take up other short courses. You know, you can always go back and just do something with your life that, that allows you to move forward. And the moment you start to accept the fact that it doesn't mean you have to give up, it means you are coming to terms with the fact that the truth of that matter, the truth of that setback, means you can now move forward with your life because you have acknowledged its existence. You have acknowledged that it won't succeed. You have acknowledged that using that particular way is not going to succeed. So you need to find another route to use. It's like getting lost. If you take a route and you get lost and you realize you are lost, you have to get off that particular route and look for the next one that takes you to your destination. Because the more you stay on that route that is leading you to nowhere, the more you amount to nothing because you never get to your destination. And the second stage is, you know, you rebuilding your career. Maybe you lost your job or your business collapse, or you have been job hunting for months with no success. You need to realize that the dream is not dead yet. It may just need new directions. Sometimes you studied, you took a field at school that is oversaturated. Let's, for instance, look at the circumstances surrounding the education system in our country. There are so many educators who are unemployed. There are so many people who did education and are unemployed because there is just nowhere to place them. The industry is so saturated that most of them are sitting at home without jobs. So maybe this is your redirection. This is your redirection so that you can find yourself again, so that you can look for a different purpose and maybe just go into a different way, so that you can study something else. You know, there are now emerging, industries like the oil and gas, the green hydrogen. Maybe this is your chance to just take up those short courses on green hydrogen, those short courses on the oil and gas industry. Maybe that is where your breakthrough lies, and not necessarily you continuously just, you know, job hunting. Some people have been doing it for so long, guys, and it's sad to see. And at the end of the day, each and every one of you, each and every one of us deserves a breakthrough. So sometimes you need to know that your dream is not dead. You are just being redirected to something new, and you need to be able to acknowledge that A, B, and C did not work out. So maybe it's time you try the other letters of the alphabet. Maybe those other letters of the alphabet are what is going to get you somewhere. So you need to update your CV. You need to update your LinkedIn profile, especially when it comes to it being setbacks in your career. So you need to learn new skills. Like I just said, learn new skills. You might actually have to even divert from your current course or from your current qualification to something totally different, just so that you can start over, start small. And if you need to start with lower paying jobs, then you need to start with that lower paying job so that you can get somewhere. Many a times, most of you do not want to start small. You don't want to start with being paid 2,000. You don't want to start with being 3,000, with being paid 3,000. I know it's not a lot, but it's also giving you the experience you need. It's also setting you up for a wider network. When you are employed somewhere, it means you are also meeting other people. It means you are meeting other people, and those people might be what you needed to open doors for yourself. So in many cases, you cannot do a comeback alone. You need the support. You need to identify the people that support you, be it your friends, your mentors, your elders, or people in your community that can just help you get to where you are in that particular time. So always be open to accepting things for what they are, and always be open to redirection. That is the advice I'm going to leave with you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Show yourself a lot of grace. You are not a failure, and setbacks do not mean that is the end of the road. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and then you can go on about your life, and you can start over again, and start over as many times as the need arises. Start over as many times as you can, just so that you do not stay down. And that was it from me, Hileni Inane, on this episode of Social Time. Do stay tuned for Tata Mike Oshoveli, and I will catch you next week, Saturday, same time, same place, same radio frequency. Do have a lovely, lovely Saturday.
About your life, and start over.